Welcome back. So let me ask you, does this sound familiar? There's a tightly contested presidential election between an incumbent populist nationalist and a basically criminal globalist. Election day comes, and in complete defiance of polls, which predicted an easy win for the globalist, the early results show a big lead for the incumbent nationalist. Well, then as the night goes on, the results from later arriving ballots swing dramatically toward the globalist. And the press immediately declares him the winner. All protests immediately shut down. All dissenting social media accounts get censored or banned and completely shut down. Yeah, all of that perfectly describes what happened here in 2020. But it's also what just happened in Brazil to the last detail. Nationalist President Bolsonaro just lost his election to Lula, a literal criminal who needed his own hand-picked Supreme Court to spring him out of prison in order to run. Out of Brazil's five major reasons, Bolsonaro won every single one except for the Northeast, which is by far the most corrupt part of Brazil, with large parts of the region basically ruled by criminal gangs. That area voted overwhelmingly for Lula, winning him the election. You can find footage, if you know where to look online right now, of prisoners and gangsters celebrating the news of this win. Huge numbers of Brazilians have taken to the streets believing that the election was stolen. Some of them are asking the military to step in to mediate the situation, but just like in 2020, it looks like the steal is on, and all of big tech and all of big media and the rest of the world's diplomatic pressure is conspiring to ensure that Lula takes power. Marco Antonio Costa is a Brazilian journalist and constitutional attorney. He joins us now with more on this. I mean, the similarities are just appalling. What's actually happening in Brazil now?
Hi, Stu. We are living hard times here in Brazil, mainly because, and you may find this very uneasy and strange to you in America, but mainly because of the judiciary power. We are talking about censorship coming from the Supreme Court here in Brazil, also coming from the Electoral Court, the Superior Electoral Court here in Brazil. That's very, very uneasy for us that works with communication. I work at Jovem Pan News, which is one of the major broadcasts, radio broadcasts in Brazil, also television. And now we have to deal with a electoral system that cannot be questioned by anyone. If so, you may be persecuted by Supreme Court justices.
Prosecuted, as in detained and arrested and put in jail and charged with a crime and sent to prison?
Not quite yet, but they're sending the federal police here in Brazil to do an interrogatory. So they are asking you questions. They're putting all their force, the state power, in onto the persons, the journalists. It doesn't matter. You may be a businessman, but if you are an influencer, if you have a big social media account, you might find a court decision by the Supreme Court or by the Electoral Court here in Brazil asking you to follow a statement at the police district. So that's very strange and very awkward. We are dealing nowadays with censorship coming from the judiciary, which is, I cannot put this to you in another way, in a different way than to say that that's a dictatorship. That's a dictatorship state in Brazil coming from judges.
It's a police state. And these are the brown shirt enforcement arms of an illegitimate regime that it seems has just stolen the election in Brazil and has disenfranchised the vote, removing any sort of illusion of a constitutional republic or a democracy, a free republic where a vote actually counts. They're not even hiding anymore. They're doing it right out in the wide open, almost taunting people, saying, "You are powerless. We are in power. Totalitarianism has now been ushered in." So how are the people reacting right now at this moment in Brazil?
We have many large cities, small cities, with people manifesting on the streets. They are asking for something to happen. They don't know exactly what to ask, but they're going to the military and asking them to do something about it. And that's quite beautiful to see many people on the streets. We're talking about thousands, maybe millions of people going on the streets and asking for transparency. They want to know what happened in the elections. They want to know what happened with the charts. If you look at the charts of your elections in the US, and you may find that we can talk about the ballots, we can talk about the mail-in ballots, we can question that, but the charts are completely different from the charts in Brazil. We're talking about a straight line of Bolsonaro descending and Lula a straight line ascending during the second turn of the elections. So we look at it and we question. And when we do that, when we question the authorities about what happened, they suspend your social media accounts, they go after you, they put you on a spiral of fear. They want to inflict you a sort of self-censorship. They want you to be intimidated by asking too many questions.
That's right. That's exactly right. And that's exactly what they hope is going to happen here in the United States, that people will not show out to vote, that they will stay home, that they will feel depressed and powerless, that they won't participate in what we know to be installations and selections rather than elections. But we have to fight this back. We have to hold these people accountable. Put this graphic on the screen. We saw the Biden and Trump lines, just like you're talking about. I mean, we saw in the middle of the night the spike turn back in 2020 when counting was resuming, apparently, after some pipe burst, which means that a urinal overflowed. We had all kinds of stoppages happening in the middle of the night. All kinds of thousands, hundreds of thousands of mail-in ballots went to 100% of them for Biden. I mean, this line that we're looking at here is statistically impossible for that to occur. Then we saw what happened on January 6th. This was basically parallel to what's happening in Brazil right now, where Brazilians are rising up. They want to ask questions. They want to know, how did this absolutely happen? Well, the same thing happened on January 6th. You've seen here that we've had patriots that have been held in a gulag. They are prisoners of war. They are persecuted people, patriots that are being held without due process. They haven't been charged with a crime in a lot of cases. They have not been. They've been denied bail. They've been held for misdemeanor trespassing. They've been sentenced to decades in prison as a result of this. Do Brazilians look at America and see the similarities of what happened here in 2020? And are Brazilians there refusing to back down to this intimidation?
I think it's quite interesting what happens in the US, because somehow, sometimes later, it happens here in Brazil. There is some sort of appropriation, including by the left, of all the rhetoric from the leftist movements there in the US. They also are doing exactly the same thing that happened to Trump on 2020. And what scares me the most is that the system here is going really hard, not only after the people, they're going after everyone that shows any sort of discontent to the elections, to the electoral system here in Brazil, the electronic system, which is very doubtful. Also, I need to say that because we have absolutely no transparency. It's been set out as something completely believable, but who says that is the one that's judging all the issues regarding the Electoral College, and who's a person that is completely activist as a judge. He's showing himself to be a really leftist guy, and they're really authoritarian also. So what scares the people is that they're going after anybody, and also they are showing like something's going to happen with Bolsonaro. They're being very clear and open about it. They want to arrest Bolsonaro, and they're doing the best in order to do that. So we are looking at strange times ahead here in Brazil.
Yeah. Has law enforcement or the military used any physical force against these demonstrators in Brazil as of yet?
Mainly and largely, not that I've known. They're being very polite and very respectful to all the manifestants. But you have some isolated cases where you have maybe illegal use of force by the police, and obviously you have some insiders or someone who wants a criminal of any sort that goes into the movement in order to disrupt it. So, but those are isolated cases. Mainly, the manifestations are really peaceful, and we haven't had any problem with the manifestants or the people that are there.
Be careful of a false flag. And be careful with law enforcement. We saw what happened here on January 6th. And it doesn't take violence perpetuated by patriots and citizens of a country. It takes violence that is instigated by those who are in power and those elites. Make sure that you stay safe, Marco. You know, the similarities here are absolutely unbelievable. We're talking about an FBI that is now staging fake photoshopped evidence, pictures online for President Trump. They have been trying to perp walk him and arrest him from tax stuff in the Southern District of New York. Russia collusion. It was all fake. It was all a hoax. And now we're talking about classified documents and a raid at Mar-a-Lago, as we have predicted over and over again on this platform. It is to perp walk him in a very high profile arrest to instigate a civil kinetic confrontation. Yes, a civil war. That's what they want. And they want this globally. It can't just be here. So what's happening to Bolsonaro in Brazil, the same exact thing. This is a global great reset, a new world order, a one world government. And until global citizens all over the world rise up and say, no, we are going to hold on to our individual liberty and to our freedom, they will not stop until they are stopped. Pray for Brazil and also our elections here as we're watching results come in the United States of America today. More of the Stu Peters Show next.
I'm living in that 21st century, doing something mean to it. Do it better than anybody you ever seen. Do it. Screams from the haters, got a nice ring to it. I guess every superhero need his theme music. No one man should have all that power. The clock's ticking, I just count the hours. Stop tripping, I'm tripping off the power.
75% of Americans suffer from a magnesium deficiency, which leads to depression and anxiety and stress and low mood and sleepless nights and an early grave. Plus, there are all kinds of other magnesium supplements out there that actually act as a laxative. Bioptimizers has done it. The 7 most critical types of magnesium, the exact appropriate amounts, and they don't act as a laxative. They combat stress and anxiety and low mood and sleepless nights and early graves. Go to their website right now, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Get the magnesium breakthrough formula, the 7 most critical types of magnesium. You may not even know that you have a magnesium deficiency. Get the sleep that you deserve. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters.